Wrapping up the season here with Coach Dylan Lowry over at Tri-County. It certainly wasn't the sort of finish that Tri-County wanted to the season. They had some good talent coming into the year, but most of the success that Tri-County have found, it came more so in September than October. Losses to Mercer, Gilman City, Stuartsville, and then Pattonsburg to end the season. Looked like the last week of the season particularly, Coach, it was just kind of a struggle for the girls to get going.
That's kind of right. We took our lump early on with that Gilman game that kind of gave us a little bit of a way to fight back. Didn't have much time to finish the season quite like we wanted, but we still had some success early on to kind of remember and to keep going forward.
Did COVID-19, Coach, did it kind of hit your depth a little bit with depth and things like that over the last 2 weeks, or was it a pretty healthy year for the Mustangs?
We had a decent amount of that hurting us in the middle of the season, whether it be there's different variables there, but not being able to practice, not being able to get our full squad back. We were able to get everyone back to the last little bit, but it's hard to have a break and then come out and be ready for a game. Practice is only can do so much to recoup.
I think it's worth being said that, you know, you had a nice team this year. Everything looked good as far as, you know, the amount of leadership, the amount of talent. You know, certainly if you look at, you had a victory over East Harrison 14-1, and then a 5-4 loss, very competitive loss to Mercer 2 weeks ago today, and then just things went a little bit south from there. But when your team was at full strength and ready to go, you had a solid squad this year.
Yes, we did. I was really excited to going into this season. We had a lot of talent, a lot of girls that really cared about the sport. We showed that we could compete with some top-notch teams, but we did have some ill effects of the year, and I think a lot of schools have had that affect them in different ways. But the girls definitely, they worked hard and they fought even with ups and downs.
Yeah, and we talk about high school sports being kind of life lessons at a time sometimes too, and you know, especially for the seniors on this year's team, they didn't want to have the interruptions that the virus caused, but it's kind of the world we live in now, and at the end of the day, you did find a way to get through the season.
Yes, that is correct. They persevered. There's many times that I think a lot of players or teams just would have gave up hope. And seeing some people go down or not be around, and they persevered, they fought, and I think that helps them out in the long run, even whenever they do leave high school.
There are some pretty good matchups tomorrow night, and I'm going to be doing Princeton-Platte Valley Wednesday night here on KTTN 92.3 FM. There's another sectional that you'd have as good of an opinion on anybody, Coach. You got Pattonsburg, who won your district. You got Stuartsville, who won their district, and they were the last two teams that you played this year. They'll play down at Stuartsville on Wednesday night. It was at 3-2 Stuartsville the first time they played. Is that a pretty good matchup from seeing both just last week as far as you're concerned, Coach?
I think Pattonsburg was able to hit the ball pretty well against us. I think that Stuartsville pitcher is a little bit – well, she's faster than we have to offer, and I think that will really throw them fits on the batting end. But I think as far as offense, they should be terrible. Defense, Pattonsburg will need to step up a little bit to slow down that Stuartsville team.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be a pretty good matchup.
12-2, a loss to Pattonsburg in districts, Coach. Did you get behind early, or did that 12-2 lead, did it kind of balloon late on you? Was it pretty competitive for the most part?
It was in the third inning. They kind of got a scoring run against us. We were held their own. We kind of came back in the second inning. Then we kind of, the wheels kind of started to fall off that last little, in the third inning. They kind of went on that scoring run, and then we couldn't really slow them down, and we couldn't get anything going. We kind of got a little desperate at bats and a little bit anxious, and it kind of hurt us in the long run.
At some point, too, it's hard not to have desperate at bats because the girls know, you know, if they don't get some runs and some things going, the season's over, and when the pressure turns up like that, it just, you know, those outs seem like they just fly, they'll fly by.
Oh, that's exactly right. You could tell that they really wanted it, and they were fighting hard to try and get those, but they're going after pitches that they normally wouldn't, and they kind of hit some bad hits, really, because they wanted it so bad, which that's part of it. You want your girls to be passionate and to always strive to the end, but sometimes being patient helps out as well.
Absolutely. We've talked a lot about Carly Turner in the pitching circle for you this year, Coach. Is she a senior? Is she graduating next spring?
No, she's a junior for us. We'll have both our pitcher and catchers, both our beginning starting catcher and backup returning. We lose our first baseman, Ricky Cook, our shortstop, Lexi Wyatt, our second baseman, Candace Mooney, and then we have a great outfielder, Tristan Dunk. So we do lose a decent amount of seniors and some different spots, but we kind of have a little bit of the core still returning, and we'll just have to fill those other positions.
So the pitching looks strong for next year, certainly with Carly. If you look at next year's Mustang team, Coach, is a bigger question mark offense or is it defense? What's kind of the one that you feel like just off the top of your head with the girls that graduate? What's the biggest thing that's going to be need to be done next year, shoring up defense or hitting?
I think a little bit of the defense. Carly Turner is a great pitcher. She really throws the strikes across, but doesn't get necessarily a lot of strikeouts, so our team has to be ready to defend and have her back at all times. Offensively, we always start off the season very well, even with the girls that are returning. It's just one of those, being able to keep going as the pitchers get a little faster, a little bit more consistent, being patient, and I think that's something we can always work on. We can.
Yeah, the program's kind of gone from, you know, a lower echelon team 3-4 years ago in the HTC. Now it's certainly in the middle, and when you're playing your best, you're certainly an upper echelon team in the HTC. What's the next step for the program, Coach, in order to make that next step to where you're a top two or three team in the HTC every year? What's kind of the next thing for the girls to figure out?
I think it's turning the mindset. This wasn't really a softball school, especially when it came over here. They started having some success, and I think that kind of is infectious for the younger kids. That's kind of what North Harrison's so great about, that they have people that want to play, and they play from a very young age and are passionate about the sport. And I think that's starting to get turn into a trend here, where it's not just waiting till your high school career to really take it seriously. It's practicing year-round, even whenever you're young. And I think that's stepping in the right direction for us. It takes some time.
Well, there were a fair amount, we talked about this, a fair amount of coronavirus-related cancellations mid-season. It shoved a lot of things late. 13 games, not a ton of games, so there were some games that were canceled that were never made up. 5-8 final record for Tri-County. They bow out a week ago tonight over at Districts, 12-2 to eventual district champion Pattonsburg. Appreciate your time throughout the fall, Coach. Have a great rest of the school year over at Jamesport.
Thank you.